Hello, welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, let's celebrate the beauty of God for Him knowing that there will be a daughter in the world that will be equipped with communication to tell her life experiences, to expose darkness and the demonic forces, and to cast down principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Because God knew exactly what we needed in this hour, I am seated on this seat to let you know that I am focused, I am determined, and I am honored to be here. And I know that this time of my life, I have to be decided more today than I had to be in the past 7 years with God, because now I am exposed to some information that's classified information about what happens behind the scenes in the spiritual realm. And because I know this information, I'm so grateful that God has given us all the opportunity to discover what's happening in the world today. And if you're interested in learning more about all there is to know about the spiritual warfare, then please, I ask that you run and find a Bible and ask God to point you to where you should start. Most new Christians, they start in the book of Matthew. But, you know, just open the Bible. You could start in the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs clearly details the difference between good and evil, righteous and unrighteous, the just and unjust. And it really breaks down mindsets. So if you're struggling in relationships and you're like, I want to know if this person has good character, then you should go to the book of Proverbs. If you want to know about God the Father and His brilliance, start in Genesis when He began creating things, and how He loved His first creation, Adam, and how He allowed him to be a part of that creative process by saying, Adam, I'm going to allow you to name things alongside of me as you are created in my image and created in my likeness. And so on this Here to Grow podcast, I'm looking to be my Eve, my Adam, to God, to be His image, to be His likeness, right? And so I'm using my time to make sure that I'm dying to self, which is a process that I did not even know that was as intensified as it is. You know, I never knew that when I said kingdom ambassador, how many demonic forces will come to attack me on a daily basis. I had no idea how thick darkness is. I had no idea how layered the hate for God is. That there is truly a war against good on this earth and against love. And so I am working on being a standard of God. And to do that, it brings me to today's episode, is to set clear boundaries. So I'm going to invite my counselor, my advocate, to stand in this conversation with me. So I want to physically die to myself so I can spiritually come alive, so I can tell you about how God is bringing my attention to the word boundary. And I believe that God is bringing my attention to the word boundary is because I have allowed people to cross the boundary in the name of love, in the name of rescuing them, in the name of I want them to understand, I want them to get it, and I want to help. I'm over-serving when I should release people. And I truly don't want to see people fall away. It breaks my heart. But in my desire to keep people in good standing, I lose sight of the demonic activity happening around me. And when I see a sign that this person may not be for me or they're against themselves, so any person that opposes who they are, they will indeed oppose me. And those microaggressions will turn to be the thing that I will have to communicate to this person about that, hey, there's a part about you that you fail to recognize, so I'm having to identify it for you. And so I end up spending more of my time identifying their characteristic flaws, and I forget that they're flawed by nature. It's their nature that have them behaving in the manner that they behave. It's a choice to be evil. It's a choice to be hateful. It's a choice to be jealous. It's a choice to be envious. So when I hear sounds of jealousy in the language, I often will excuse it by saying, well, this person can't be jealous because there's no way, because I need someone good for me. It's my time to have a relationship that I can say is mine. It's my time to come out of isolation. No, the time wasn't up for isolation. The time was for sight. The time was for silence. The time was for alignment for Queen Lady Honey. Because when I sit in silence, I can hear jealousy, I hear envy, and I know that those are not sounds of God. And so when I hear the person opposing my good, I know to go in to pray for that person immediately and create distance, create a boundary. But what happens is I've been living in a private place, in a sacred place in God where there is a curtain. And I get to love on Christ Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Ghost. And I never have to worry about them crossing my boundaries. I never have to worry about trust being compromised. I never have to worry about my imperfections disqualifying me from access from the Trinity. So I'm able to rest in the generous right hand of God. So when I come outside of being kept, of being honored, of being acknowledged, I sometimes bring that attitude of I want to display the characteristics of God to man. They have to see how gracious, how giving, how serving our God is. But when I have that mentality to love God with my full strength and to love thy neighbor as myself, I forget about the boundaries that I have with God. I don't go to God and say, well, listen, I'm going to do what I want to do and you need to put your grace over my choices. Because you have grace, give it because I need it. I don't demand things that way from God. But people in my life, when I see that they're broken, when I see that they're lost, sometimes I forget that there is a choice in the matter of saying, I'm going to give my rights up of being liberated. I'm going to step in the cycle of bondage and have it be a recurring cycle. And as I'm stepping in it, I'm going to then own the identity of victim. And I'm going to retell the story of victimization to anyone that will listen. I will refuse to move my feet in the direction of healing. I will refuse to move my feet in the direction of accountability and ownership. And so here's Queen Honey coming out of that sacred place, and I run into a person who's in a state of refusal. When I meet a person with a state of refusal, I'm in a state of submission. And I suppose the verse says, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil. Because any person that's of the mindset of refusing to follow directions that God has given us in the word, they're saying my path is the best path. So they say. And so when I, come in contact with a person with a defiant mindset, I never go far enough in the thought process to say they are rejecting God as their Lord and Savior. My compassionate heart says they don't know their Lord and Savior. That's not true. People know God, even if they know of God. They don't want to be associated with God because there was something that happened in their lives that they cannot forget. So they refuse to forgive. And that occurrence has become the theme music of their life. So when you come, and you're coming with love, a generous dose of love, they're going to meet you with hate. So all the love that you pour on them, they're going to meet you with more hate because they speak the language of hate. All they know is to enroll people in misery. So all of Satan's sons and daughters are darkness ambassadors, if you will. They go around seeking whom they can devour. And so here I am being the salt with this great taste of love, great taste of hope, great taste of faith. And they're like, excuse me? How dare you want to be light when I'm miserable? How dare you connect with a God that cast my master to a lifetime of suffering and a lifetime of being away from him? How dare you serve a God that will get rid of evil and purge his private quarters from evil and evildoers? That mentality is us against you. And so all of the demonic forces of misery that's around me, I encounter miserable people around the clock, right? And if you don't believe that this is true, how much light do you see in your workplace, in your home, in your family? Where is the peace? God said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the needy, for what? There is an inheritance, the kingdom. Blessed are the merciful. What do they get? Mercy. Right? So, if you think about the meek, the humble, they inherit the earth. So you have those who have laid their life down to darkness and said, I know what it feels like to be miserable. I know what it feels like to be forgotten by an earthly mother, earthly father, earthly family. So I'm going to stand with you, Satan, even though you're accusing me of being a person that will never be my full kingdom identity. I'll overlook that because I have something in common with you, and that's misery. I know how it feels to be a castaway, but they fail to realize that Lucifer made a decision to be in opposition with God. And so just like Lucifer, his sons and daughters of darkness, they forget that they have made a choice to not forgive the people that had who hurt them. So what they've done is they have made a lifestyle of living in that transgression. And so now they have teamed up with other sons and daughters who are standing together in a stronghold. And they're looking out into the world and say, hey, everywhere that you see light, everywhere in the world where there is a good taste, I want you to go and I want you to attack that person. Why? Because the people that are of good taste, that's the salt of the earth, the light of the earth. We are in a state of rest because God is safety and security. So when we see darkness approach us, because like, listen, there's a different type of spirit, a different type of aura that darkness has. It's a gloomy, dark spirit. So when it comes in contact with a child of God, all you can do is watch. Because you have to be as wise as a serpent. You have to watch this person and you have to see this person not as the name, as the name given on earth, but you have to see the demonic force behind the person that's coming up to you, that's saying, hey, I want to get to know you. That's when I come out of that sacred place and I'm met with misery. Also known as a person carrying a spirit of darkness, right? This is the spiritual warfare. So when I come out of that sacred place of fasting, of feasting on the word, of continual prayer, I leave and then I come in contact with misery. And misery will look at me and I'll look at misery. And misery says, I want to take you on a slow dance. First, I want to know about you. I want to praise you. I want to gift you. I want to quote scriptures with you. And I want to tell you about how much I love your God. But really, underneath it all, I hate him. And I hate how much you love a God that will allow me to sit in a state of misery and do nothing about it. But see, let me tell you something about misery. They forget that God is a gentleman. God is so much a gentleman that he's never going to invite himself to a place where he's uninvited. That's like me walking into a stranger's house and they didn't invite me. That means I'm a trespasser. I need an invitation into someone's home. I'm not just going to walk in and say, hey, because I'm salt of the earth, because I'm light of the world, I can just walk into your home. No. There is a boundary there, even between child of God and child of God. So we learn those boundaries by reading our living word. And so when I come out of that sacred place and I'm met with misery, I'm locked and loaded with scripture. I'm locked and loaded with the reputation of Christ. I'm locked and loaded with the understanding that I need to be in alignment. I'm locked and loaded with the understanding that this is not my enemy. This is God's enemy. And I know that the people that are ready to be loosed from those demonic spirits, they're watching how I respond to a person who's encountered a demonic spirit that they don't know how to loose off their life, because they're standing in agreement to say that I have given Satan access. Oh my goodness. To my mind, to my heart, to my abilities, and he's crowded my space and my territory. I don't know how to get rid of this spirit. You know what? As a child of God, I don't go out and rebuke every demonic spirit I see, because I know that that person has to have a relationship with God. If not, they're going to default into the same characteristics. Why? Because you always go back to your familiar. You have to give up your familiar place to go to a peculiar place. Something that's strange to you. Letting go of the control. Misery is controlling you. Letting go of the negative mindset, negativity has controlled you. And so what I have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to help me create boundaries and loving my neighbor as thyself. Because as I'm loving my neighbor, they don't even know that I'm loving them. Their mind is on, oh, look at the way she speak. Why didn't God give me that speech? Look at her eyes. Why didn't God give me those eyes? Look at her color. Why didn't God give me that color? You know, look at the way she's standing. Why don't I stand like that? Look at her confidence. I don't like that confidence. Oh, get rid of the confidence. Oh, she makes me scream. Oh, I feel like I'm melting. I can't take it. I'm suffering. And so I see the person that's long suffering with a master who doesn't have the spirit of deliverance. So they are stuck in a dead place, and death is all they know. And life is what I live. So the boundary that I want to tell you guys about is go in with the mindset to create the boundary. When you hear something that's not of God, see, Jesus didn't waste no time when he was tempted. Jesus identified Lucifer right then. When Peter shifted out of alignment of the will of God, Jesus called it out and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." We don't have time in this hour to be trying to pacify miserable people. You have to keep your household safe. If people are not listening, I'm trying my best to water this down. If people are not listening, listen, they are drunk on violence. They are drunk on destruction. They are going to come to your house. They're going to come to your friends. They're going to start lying on you. They're going to try to ruin your reputation. Why? Because their life is in ruins. They are captivated on destruction and killing everything inside of you because their parents never taught them how to recover from a loss. And they're punishing every son and daughter for having low self-esteem, having low self-worth. And they're coming slowly but surely. And if they can't get you, they're going to come to your spouse. If they can't get your spouse, they're coming to your children. You have to cover your children. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to cover them in this hour. Because if you read the book of Proverbs, they will not go to sleep unless they make someone stumble. Hear me on this. Create boundaries in your mindset of how you think about money. Because narcissists, they love money. They'll do anything for money. They'll do anything to look like a child of God. And their only way of fooling you like they're a child of God is through money. You're like, oh, God is really blessing them. Where is the fruit of that blessing? Check out the heart of that person. The treatment. How does the person speak about someone that's close to them? A child of God cannot speak down on a person. We will be rebuked. God is not going to lie. He is not going to allow it. Listen to the language. Watch the places and the people that God surround that person with. If all the people around that person is miserable, they are working for the other side. And guess what? A narcissist, a child of darkness, they cannot stand other children of darkness. They hate to see who they are. They only want to come around children of light because that's a place where they can be unique. That's the place that they can be powerful. That's the place that they can feel seen. Finally, no one looks like me. And I don't care if I'm destruction. I don't care if I'm ruining myself. I'd rather die. And at least someone sees me, even if it's in a negative manner. That's how broken the sons and daughters are that go to serve Satan, who once accused them of not being good enough, who once called them lowlifes, who once called them idiots, who once placed those thoughts in their minds. You are this, you are that, you are this, exactly what your mama said, exactly what your dad said. And they never took the time to renounce those things. So the boundary is, when God reveals to you who a person is, don't you move. Don't you budge off that word. You see that person for who they are. You put a scripture. You're going to start every time that person comes, recite a scripture when you see them. You hear me? Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus spoke scripture to those demonic spirits. And that spirit's like, I'll see you again. I'm going to come back. Keep word. I don't care if you have to write scripture and put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse. Put it in your wallet. Men, you have to speak life over your woman, your wife, your children, because Lucifer wants you out the home. He don't care if he got to use your best friend to get this woman out the home. He don't care if he got to use her best friend to get her out the home. Listen, we have to have boundaries of how we are loosely connecting with worldly people. And I tried my best to connect with people that weren't there yet. But oh my goodness, that narcissism, that is a different type of spirit. And I am compelled to tell you, don't waste your time. People have a choice because we get to choose to love God. I get to choose to honor God. I get to choose to give God the glory. I get to choose to tithe. I get to choose to be loving. I get to choose to say children that deserve to be safe in my presence. I will not touch a child. I will not go to places and do things that I should not be doing. There are things that should be off limits to honey. I will repent when I break a commandment. I am not above the ask of God. So the fact that I live by that, I have to have boundaries. And when I wrap this up with boundaries, I also want to tell you about dating. Women of God, please create boundaries. Listen, I'm trying to tell you what I've just noticed. I have watched somebody walk over my boundary. We sat down, we created boundaries, we discuss it, we do this, and then this person crossed a boundary because they could. And you know what? I was thinking to myself, what way can I keep myself safe? Because God has been training me up to use my words. I use my words. I carry myself in a classy manner. Then what is the problem? I'm being preyed on. This is why I'm telling you about boundaries of, you have to, even if people go to church, come on somebody, even if people go to church, you have to watch the men and women in church, because people, Satan will send people inside of the church. They will watch you worship. They will watch you praise, and they will pray on you. Because the goal of Satan is destruction. So what I had to do is slow myself down and say, I have been compromised. This man cannot hear me that says such and such is for marriage. And so I was like, well, God, you have to give me permission to curse men out. I was like, but that's not my character. So I begin to ask men, how does a woman create a boundary for men? Without being unruly, without being disrespectful, how can we be safe with a man? I'm trying to tell you, as close as I am to God, God removed this man like a blink of an eye. This man disappeared because I went to Father and I'm like, God, you know all the things I've been through. I've been practicing. I've been doing these things. I need your help. Jesus, come expeditiously. And God did that. And that person was removed in my life. You know what I didn't do? I didn't go back and chase him. I did not. I spoke clearly. I spoke with clarity. And I said, I should never have to be a whore to get your attention. And I want you to, let's go back and recount your statements. Because this is what you said you wanted, and these are your actions. So I need you to go before God the Father, and I need you to tell him that his daughter did not matter to you. Because I have to take an account for this, and if I'm compromised, my spirit, my soul, my mind, my messaging is compromised. So I had to go alone to God and say, God, I need you to help me with this. And as soon as God helped me with how to be safe with a man, even being courted, I wasn't even dating, I'm being courted. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you guys, we're going to have to do more work with watching the spirits. I don't care if they're reading the Bible. This is what I'm telling you. If they're praying, Lucifer hates God. And so that means he hates me because I adore God. So the boundaries that we're going to create are in the living word. We're going to speak scripture. We're going to pray continually, and we're going to rejoice. And when God says that's not a good person, we're not going to ignore it. When God said, he's coming on a little too strong. And I'm like, okay, he's complimenting. I'm like, he's just complimenting me. I don't know. But God knows the hidden things in a person's heart. Listen, please listen. Women, listen to the friends that have jealousy on their tongue about you. When you're sharing good news, listen. Man, I love y'all. I wish I could do a part two with boundaries, but I love y'all. Take these crumbs and process this. We are living in our last days, and I'm telling you, for me to be here, it took God to hold me, to cross me across that street, to place my feet on a solid foundation to tell you to create boundaries. You better create them, or you're going to get knocked off your square. All right, again, I'm Queen Lady Honey. I like to freestyle, Father. I thank you for removing the man that almost tried to remove me from the standard of classy, sophistication, and elegance. I forgive myself for the way I viewed myself in the matter when I know the truth about me. I will not allow my mind to be disoriented with thoughts that Satan says I am. God, I am your chosen vessel. You chose me before I chose you, and you love me before I knew the heart of God. So anything that has come to attack my heart, I ask that there be a protection. God, I won't be deceived by a deceiving heart. Protect me from me. Protect me from the outside forces. And God, I need to be in a sacred place with you. So wherever you go, God, don't go without me. I am yours. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, I'm Queen Lady Honey. Stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.